Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Lamed Gimel, the last couple of lines, the last section of the third parak of Ma'aser Sheni, getting into the fourth parak, parak HaMolech. There are five prakim here in Ma'aser Sheni. The last parak was all about Kerem Ravai, so we have one more parak relating to Ma'aser Sheni. So yesterday I mentioned, towards the end of the shiur, that the Gemara discussed Parteyu b'mikdash v'konseyu b'gvulin. The language of the drasha of Chazal was that we spend the money on Ma'aser Sheni produce in mikdash v'konseyu b'gvulin, and you gather it and you bring it when you're outside of Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim to buy produce and to buy animals there. But the language was mikdash, and that's very telling. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out on the bottom of Amud Aleph that Migdash means Yerushalayim, right? It doesn't mean Beis HaMigdash, and yet the language of the Gemara is Migdash. So where does that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik already pointed out that the Tanakh uses the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, to mean three different things. Sometimes the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Lifnei Hashem, means in the Azara. You have to shech the carbon, Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes Lifnei Hashem in the Pesukim of Tehillim that we say on Friday night, Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, Hariyu, we blow the Chatzotzros, that's on Harabayis. And then sometimes Lifnei Hashem, Ma'aser Sheni, and eating other kachim means Yerushalayim. How could the same phrase, Lifnei Hashem, mean three different things? The Rav Soloveitchik explained, because really Yerushalayim is a Harachavas Kedushas Mikdash. The Mikdash radiates out, starts from within, and then it goes out, right? The Kedusha of the Mikdash, the Rambam describes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, right? It starts from the Shechina, the Ashras HaShechina, and it radiates out to Mikdash, and it radiates out to Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is Mikdash Kedushas Mikdash. That's why you let eat Kachim in Yerushalayim. Kachim is a Beis HaMikdash concept, right? Why would that be allowed in the entire city? Maybe because Yerushalayim has a certain level of Kedushas Mikdash, and that's why Kachim can be eaten there. And that would explain the Lashon here, right? Mikdash, even though it means Yerushalayim, but the Rambam sometimes, more than one place, the Rambam in Rosh Hashanah, right? The first line of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, as we know, the parak Yontif. Parak Yontif shall Rosh Hashanah shachalios b'Shabbos. Chaf tes amid beis. Yontif shall shachalios b'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, b'mikdash hayutoken avlo b'medina. The Mishnah says that he used to blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in Medina. Mikdash avlo b'medina. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says avlo b'medina, lo b'Yerushalayim, v'lo b'gvulin. Interesting line in Rashi. Chaf tes amid beis in Rosh Hashanah. They didn't blow in Medina. So Rashi says, that means they didn't blow in Yerushalayim or Gvulin. What's Rashi driving at? We know what Mikdash means. Mikdash means Mikdash. Medina means outside the base of Mikdash. Rashi emphasizes that Medina here includes Yerushalayim. What's he being lafuke? Rambam. Rambam on this Mishnah. Rambam says, what does Mikdash mean? Mikdash means Yerushalayim. Right? They blew shofar in Yerushalayim when it was Chaliyas B'Shabbat. Right? The whole controversy in the 1800s about the blowing shofar in Yerushalayim on Rosh Hashanah when it fell on Shabbos. That's the Rambam right here, and he says it in other places in Pirush Mishnayos as well. Kfar biyarnu pa'amim ki b'mikdash tikare Yerushalayim kula u'b'medina shar ha'ayarot shebechol Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam right there, Pirush Mishnayos Dalet Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. So it has a harchavas, a kedusha, and that's why the Gemara could use the Lashon Mikdash, even though it means Yerushalayim. Okay, let's continue. And the Gemara after that on Mabez spoke about how the key moment for Kriyas Shem, that's the determining between pre and post closing up the barrels, right? That's the of your Kori Shem for the Truma or from the Ma'aser Sheni before closing up the barrel, then the barrel does not have the status. But if it's already closed and then you did Kriyas Shem, then it has the special status. Okay, Beishama Yomer. Beishamai Omer Mifateach. So we had a machlokas between Beishamai and Beis Hillel back in the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Beishamai says Mifateach u'ma'are legat. Beishamai says the way that you can connect these barrels after they've been closed up, they've been magufa, it's been sealed. So the way that you could undo it, and then they could be ma'aser on one on the other, and they could be mitzuraf. So then it can be mevatel one to the other. You have to open it and pour it back into the gat, pour it back into the press. Beis Hillel says, no, just open it. Mifatech, v'enasarach la'aros. You have to pour it. Right when you open it, it's like an uncovered barrel. So they're all connected to each other again. That was the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So ask the Gemara. Beis Shammai omer mifatech v'chulu. Omer Reb Chananya v'kasha al de Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that if you just open the barrel, that's not good enough to connect the barrels to each other. You have to pour the wine back into the vat. Ma beino lechamisha sakin bagorin. What's the difference between five open barrels and five sacks in the gorin? Right, five sacks. If you have a threshing floor and you have sacks of wheat, anybody going to tell me those aren't connected? Elu chamisha sakin bagorin. Shema in tarmenu ma'aser mizel zeh. Can you not be ma'aser or torim one to the other? Of course you can, right? Of course you can. It's one. So just because it's in a separate sack does not mean that it's not connected to each other. So what's the difference between five sacks on the threshing floor and five barrels of wine? Beis Shammai says no. Taking off the cover is not good enough. You have to pour it all back in. Why should that be? Right? It says Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. Elach hamishim sakim bagorin mi neima. Ain't terminum ma'aser mizel zeh? Would you say that you can't be terminum ma'aser from one sack to the other? Ela vaday ain't besakin mishum hefsik. There's no hefsik just because it's in a separate sack. Of course, there's no hefsik. The chashiv mukaf, and it's considered mukaf shahagoren mitzarfan. The goren is mitzarif and combines them. It's in the same threshing. You want to say it's a different threshing floor, a different city? Okay, but if it's in the same threshing floor and just sitting in sacks. Of course it's mitzuref. So avhaki, so to hear, im psuchos hein ha-otzer mitzarfan. If they're open, the otzer, the whole winery, should be mitzarif them. Umatam sfer le Beis Shammai do l'chashev mukav at shiara l'gam. Why do you have to pour it back? That's the question that the Gemara asks. Why would Beis Shammai say this? The Vilna Gaon notes here, and it doesn't make sense. Velo mistavra leilachalek beimisha gafan tchilo bein lo gafan. Right? You might have answered that. Wait a minute. Beis Shammai originally thinks that if they're open barrels, they're all connected to each other. But once you close them, we alluded to this in yesterday's year. Once you close them, maybe you have to do a more demonstrative act in order to undo the sealing that you just did. The Gra says, no, Mistama, the Gemara assumes that it's not Mistaver to make such a chilek. Not Mistaver. Again, you might have said that, but the Gemara assumes it's not Mistaver. So ask the Gemara, so what's the difference? So why does Beis Shammai require more? So the first answer is, you're right. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, al harishona, and the Mara Folda takes out the next word. Meaning, we're misunderstanding the machlokas. In the Gemara, Beis Shammai's Hillel, this machlokes is not referring to our case of the barrels with the Meiser Sheni. It's referring to an issue back in the first parak. Back in the first parak, when we spoke about if you buy a barrel, the Meiser Sheni, does the seller, the buyer, do you have it in mind? So something related to that, the machlokes is going on that issue and not on our issue that is discussed. Therefore, it's not related. It's not related to the five sacks, chamisha sakin. The Gemara then says, "The Rabbi Ba Amar Alashnia." No, Rabbi says, "No. It's referring to this machlokas. The machlokas is put here. Why would it be put here if it's referring to something in the first parak? This machlokas, Rabbi Yonasi, put here because it's exactly what you thought after it's closed, and then the way you want to get it back to being one is you have to pour it back in, and we end up with a kasha. What's the difference?" So maybe the Gemara doesn't answer. But maybe the difference would have been, maybe it's the mistaver of the Gra. Right? The Gra says, the Gemara says, lo mistaver, but maybe it's the difference between once it's sealed and before it was ever sealed. The idea of tziruf, the Rash here on the Mishnah discusses the idea of tziruf. Right? The Gemara asks, what's the difference? Beis Shammai says you have to pour it back in for it to be mitzuraf. The Rash asks, kihechi, right, explaining the question of the Gemara, kihechi dahai chashev mukaf, hai nami chashev mukaf. There should be a difference between five sacks and five barrels. Ubepera kishem, and if you look in Sota, mashma, gabe isa le'inyin chala, debina negia d'mimina mukaf. One second, in Mesecha Sota, it appears that for tziruf for chala to be mechayev in the dough, to say the dough is all one big dough, you need to be touching. Negia. So here it doesn't sound that way. Here it's just the otzer is mitzarif. The yesh l'chalek bein isa l'shar dvarim. Interesting. First day, maybe there's a difference between doughs and other halachas. There's minamukaf, and and considered one sira for Meiser Sheni and Truma. Maybe that's different for Challah. Maybe Challah has different standards. That's his first day. Yesh lechalik bein isa l'shar dvarim. Inami quotes other answers. It quotes what relating to a carbon mincha. If you have the flour in different kalim, he says maybe mincha is a special din. So again, you might not have these idea of tsiruf and chibur by tumah v'tahara, by karban mincha, by all these halachas, and they might not be the same. Might not be the same, but the Rosh here discusses a few of them. Halacha l'maisa. This is a big discussion in Hilchos Challah about if somebody makes a dough, when are they combinable? Look in the second volume of the Shmir Shabbos, where he has dine hafreshes challah. The Shmir Shabbos says, Shtei isos vehein shel adam echad. You have two doughs belonging to one person. V'kol achas pachos min hashir hanal. Each one of them is less than the shir of challah. Avol biyachad yesh bahen kedei l'schayav afreshes challah. But together, they combine for the minimum shir. Vehein mi min echad shel tivua. And they're all, so one type of tivua. It's not spelt and oats. Ve'eno makpich lo yizarbevu zubazo. And the owner wouldn't mind if they would get mixed in with each other, wouldn't mind. So what should you do? You want to be chayav and challah. Yanichan b'kli echad, v'yachaso samem apo b'kli. The Shmir Shabbos says, put it into one kli, cover it with some type of towel, so that it is really connected. V'imena munachas b'kli echad, yanichan amapa, v'yachas b'nashtein. If they're not in one kli, so then just put it on the counter. Put it on the counter and cover it with a towel. V'yafresh challah, v'yaf yivarech challah freshezu. It's mitzuref, it's connected. It doesn't have to be touching. Right, it's connected. Din zesh al tziruf l'shir challah takav gam kasher mitzarfim shnei minei davar mafim min echad shkolachem yapachem min hashir. He talks about what is the level of tziruf that you need, and then he says kasheosa king yakpid shal isos odivrei mafim yiguzeh bazeh biyosem betoch akli o ala maped. It's best if it is touching each other. Here in the big footnote, he talks about different shilas about if they're on the same tray, if they're in separate bags. Imhem besakios nifrados, avagashe nogo zubazu. If they're in separate plastics, even if they're touching, efshar dechashvin lukusalam nifradim. It's possible it's considered separate baskets. Afiluk shem psuchos, even if the bags are open. Varak basal echan mamish. Avagashe beemso yishbinian davar achotze. It's efshar dechashar besarfim, reisha shnei mitolim al yidei hasal. Maybe they're both. Ulam im kol lechem rak atuf biniyar in tinfoil. Shaper near the batal agabe lechem b'chashiv kinogen vasal mitzarfan. So there are different, he quotes that from earlier. And then he said, what about in the refrigerator? He said, mistama, that's for sure not. Even if you say kli is mitzarif, masha besocho, lechora, efshar, he says, v'chei shamati megonim shlomo zalmin, de efshar de mekarer lo chashiv klal. Right now, if you have a refrigerator, that's not like a towel. I have one kli. No, it's not. Im ein b'kol echad kishir chala mipnei. Why? Shemekarer tafkido rak keichsun lekirur. A refrigerator. The goal of a refrigerator. The purpose is storage. For in a cool area, asher gam basa b'chalav nimsam sham. Right, you have basa b'chalav. They're not considered connected. The gam efsher the chashav na'amikim mechubal karka hol v'shimusha rak b'mechubar. It's only not meant to be moved. Lachain tov la'afresh below bracha. Okay, tov la'afresh below bracha. What about in an oven? He quotes others, but that's tziruf. This issue of tziruf comes up in our lives halacha l'maaseh also. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Top of Lamagim Morala. Rabbi Shimon says, so remember the last part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says something, and we said, oh, we're going to have to use the Gemara to understand this. Rabbi Shimon says, the Lamad Aleph Aman Aleph. Rabbi Shimon says, if somebody says to their friend, remember we had the Mara Folda's Girsa over there, Afa Omer Lechaveru, Yayin Zef, a person says to their friend, I'm selling you some wine, and it's chulin. I'm selling you some chulin wine. I'm keeping some Meister Sheni, and the kankan, the barrel, should also be Meister Sheni. Should be good for my Meister Sheni. So the Mishnah, the way we understood the Mishnah was, the kankan is not Meister Sheni. Because as we saw then, and we explained, only if the entire barrel is full of only Meister Sheni wine, do we say the barrel could be batel and considered one with the wine. But if not, not. So the Gemara is going to explain that now. Rabbi Shimon, however, chulu. Im Amar Revius Chulin Yeshli Bechavizu. If somebody says to their friend, they're selling them some wine, he says, I have some chulin in this barrel. And I'm selling you the, and I'm selling it to you, nisha, yatsa kan kan l'chulin. What does yatsa mean? It goes out, l'chulin means nishar. It remains chulin. So Rabbi Shimon says, in that case, that the barrel is separate. Barrel is separate. And even though you want to connect it to the Maaser Sheni, it's not. Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, masisa amar kein. And Rabbi Chiya says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that's what our, exactly what our Mishnah says. Again, that's the way we explained it. We explained that if it's not all Maaser Sheni, so then it's not going to get the status of Maaser Sheni, the barrel. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afa omer lechaveiro. Again, we switched the girsa based on what we saw in the Mishnah. Yayin ze ani mocher lecha, chutz mikan kanah, I'm selling you the chulin, I'll keep you the Maaser Sheni. Yotza kankan lechulin. So then the kankan was never the status of Maaser, never the status of Maaser Sheni. So again, it's in the case of the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah, it's flipped in the case of the Brice. In the case of the Mishnah, he's selling the Chulin and he's keeping the Maaser Sheni. Right? In the case of the Brice, he's selling the Maaser Sheni and keeping the Chulin, but it's the same Yisod. Same Yisod. If it's not all Maaser Sheni, then the barrel does not have the status of Maaser Sheni. And the Gemara proves it, proves the Brice and the Mishnah, they go together. Hadralach lo yamar adam. We get to the fourth parak here of Maaser Sheni. So this Mishnah is going to discuss the pidyon Maaser Sheni and values, and where do you go by? Do you go by where it was? If you took the Maaser Sheni from one place to another place, where it was, where it is? Lechatchila, the Rambam tells us that one is supposed to redeem Maaser Sheni shovi. Right, shava b'shava. Right, you shouldn't. If you have Maaser Sheni fruit that's worth 100, you should redeem it for 100. Right, that's really the lachadchila. What should be? That's the Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Yudches of Hilchos Maaser Sheni. Kishepodin Maaser Sheni podin oso b'shavio. When you're podin Maaser Sheni, you're supposed to do it, redeem it based on its shovi. Again, this is not a sale. A sale, you can't cheat people, and it's a transaction. Here, it's my money and it's my fruit. I'm just switching the kedusha. So the halacha is that it's supposed to be shava b'shava. Kshepodim ma'aser sheni, podim osho b'shavyo. V'yesh l'liftos kishar asol. You can do it for a more reasonable amount, as we'll see. But that's halacha chila, shava b'shava. That's only bizman hamikdash, as we know, right? Bizman hazeh, we don't do that. We don't do that. The first the Rambam even says there. V'im avar upada shava mana b'pruta. Ochilal shave mana al shave pruta harizem mechula. It works if it's not shave b'shave. It works, and that's what we do b'zman hazeh. If you go back a couple of prakim in Maaser Sheni beis midas chasidus, the Rambam says midas chasidus shepodin Maaser Sheni b'zman hazeh b'shavyo kederach shepodin also b'fnei abayis. Midas chasidus is to do that even b'zman hazeh. Even bizman hazeh, v'horu hageonim sheim ratza liftos shave b'mane b'pruta lechadchila bizman hazeh pote. The gaonim say no. What are you going to do with shave b'shave? You can't eat it. You don't have walls. You don't have a mizbeach. So the gaonim said. The Rambam hardly quotes anyone by name. Once in a while he'll quote the Rimi Gash, Rabbi Yosef Halevi, but he quotes gaonim. V'horu gaonim sheim ratza. If you want to do it bizman hazeh, fine. Lo yezeh chomer mina hektish. Just like hektish. Right, hektish shavamana shchila shavapruta mechulal, and we do it even bisman hazeh. Bisman hazeh, we do it even lechadchila. So that's what you do. So the gaonim say you do it bisman hazeh even on a shavapruta umashlech hapruta liyama gadol, and you just get rid of that fruta. So it should be shavah b'shavah. So bisman hamikdash says the Mishnah. Hamolach bears maaser sheni mimakom ayoke lemakom azol. What if you have maaser sheni fruit that's worth 500 in one place? You go to another place. There's a lot more maybe supply, so it's cheaper. So it's only worth 400. Or the opposite. You do it based on the place where the fruit is now. Based on where the fruit is now, that's how you redeem. As we'll see in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to do that in the first place, but that's the Mishnah. What is what is this based on? So if you look in the Radvaz in Maaser Sheni, in Dalad Chaf Aleph, that's what the Rambam says. You know what, let's continue reading the Mishnah. Well, the Gemara is going to say this is only b'di'evet. Well, so I'll just say that outside. But that's what the Rambam quotes here. Ein molichin peiris maaser mimakom lemakom leftosim sham. You shouldn't move them. V'amolich mimakom ayoker lemakom azol, mimakom azol lemakom ayoker, podeo kishar makom hapadiyah. You go by the place where you are. The makom hapadiyah, that's where you are. Says the Radvaz. Why? He quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah in Erechin. Ein lehektish ela mekomo v'shaita. Hektish goes by where it is, and the time it is. You don't go by last year's rate, you don't go by next year's rate. Ein lehektish ela shaita. Ein lehektish ela mekomo. So not only, says the Radvaz, does that apply to hektish, it applies to Ma'aser Sheni. Right? That's what Chazal is based on. Ein lehektish ela shaita. Let's continue reading, and maybe we'll get back to that. Hamei v'peiros. Oh, you know, before that, the idea of going by where it is, the Rush quotes this in Kiddushin. Article of Kiddushin. Shmuel says, Kiddushin Yud Beis Amid Aleph in the Bavli. Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Kidsha Bitmara. Somebody gets married, they give his wife a date. Harem Kudesh is Lee Bitmar Zeh. He gives his wife a date. Afilo Omid Kur Tefarim Bedinar. What if there's 1,000 dates cost, right, the 1 dinar? So each date is not a shavapruta. Each date is worth very little. Still, Shmuel says Mekudeshes. Chayshinan Shema shavapruta b'madai. Right? Maybe this date, this one date that you gave is worth a pruta in somewhere else. So interesting. By kiddushin, what does the Shmuel say? You have to be choshesh. You don't go by where it is. Maybe you're choshesh that it's worth pruta in somewhere else. Doesn't the Mishnah say banatran beisil omer pruta b'shavapruta? Lo kasha, habi kedushay vade, habi kedushay safek. Kedushay vade, you go by where it is. But the chayshin Hashem Hashem Aputa b'mandai, that is b'safek b'choshish for it. Says the Rush, that is a chumra d'rabanan. A chumra d'rabanan. Mida araisa, you go by what Agamara says. Ein makomo, ein lehektash shalom makomo, ein lekidushin. Ein lekidushin. Put this on the list of kidushin and hektash. Amar Shmuel, Kishim B'Tamar, Filo Omi Kerb, this is Simon Yud Zayin, yeah. Chashin Shem Asher Pruta B'Madai. Chumra D'Rabanan Ba'almahu. This is a Chumra D'Rabanan Ba'alma. D'Mida Araisa Ein L'Hektash L'Makom Avashaita. Right, Hektash, you only go, that's what it says in Erechin. V'chein L'Mekach U'Memkar. And also for business. V'atakor Alei B'Shmai Se'Kidushin Safik, Lo She'Bo Mishim Safik D'Araisa. It's not Safik D'Araisa, it's a Chumra D'Rabanan. Mida Araisa is nothing. Ela kiddushi d'rabana ninu va'asu'uhu kimo safek sheinu muteres la'acher b'lo get. V'gam rishon zorach l'kacha kiddushi n'acherim v'da'in. And that's the Rush. And then he goes to Rambam. V'arambam zalkasav shim kidesh betavshil o b'yerek. You're makadish with a cooked carrot. V'chayotze bohen kol dover sheinu miskayim in lo yesher apruta b'oso makom einu mukudeshes klau. It's not Sharaput in this place, and it's not Miskayim. Sharadavar Zayna Magila Makamacher, she passed Vyovad, Vloye Shavek Lum. Sounds like for the Rambam, says the Rush. But the Rambam says if you give a vegetable that's worth a pruta somewhere else, but it's going to go bad before it gets there, so it's not Mekudeshes. Mashma, that if it would be able to get there, Mashma, Shemayinu Yodim Shu Shavek Makamacher, Haisim Mekudeshes Midaraisa. Sounds like for the Rambam that you'd be included with our Isa, the Kima, the Islay or Chalahasam, since you could get there, Shavya La Pruta. Vardakar the Mishum Kudush is Safik. Safik is only because we don't know. We don't know. It's just Shema Sharaputum Balavin Yadua Mana Bavada Sharaputum Makamacher. And that's what he says, right? You don't know. But the Rush says, no, I don't think it makes a difference. Because the Re, Afilu Yadua Shasharaputa Bimakamacher, Ein Lehekta Shalomakomo Vishaito. That's the Rush, and that's what he seems to be noted to against the Rambam. So that's the so it applies to Ma'aser Sheni, it applies to Hekdesh, to Ma'aser Sheni, and by Kiddushin. Okay, we continue. So maybe Peiros Minat Goren La'ir. What if I'm bringing fruit from the Goren, where they're usually the threshing area, I bring it to the city, where it's worth more, or there's more demand. Kada Yayim Minat Gal La'ir. In those cases, Ashevach L'Sheni, when I redeem it, I come to the city, I'm going to be podeit. I have to pay, let's say it's a higher price. I have to get that higher price. I have to be podeit for that higher price. For your CME base or any expenses they had along the way, I have to pay for it. You can't deduct the expenses from the difference of the Ma'aser Sheni. Podeit, Ma'aser Sheni b'sharazol. But the Gemara, the Mishnah does say, if you're podeit, yeah, you go by the present, but you could use the lower rate. Sometimes there are different rates. Right. For example, kemosha chen bani lokeach lo kemoshu mocher. You have a storekeeper that buys wholesale and buys cheaper and sells at retail and sells it more expensive. So when you're poda'id, you could always go by the lower the lower rate. Kamosh shashulchan iparev lo kamoshu mitzarev. Or if you have money, how much you're gonna these coins are worth, so you could go by the more favorable rate for the owner. Sometimes you have a shulchani, he's gonna, if you give him a coin, he'll give you, you know, 24 for the coin, even though, you know, if it might really be worth 25 in the other direction. Okay, so you always can go for the favorable rate. Ein podeh ma'aser sheni achsara. You can't be podeh by estimation. Achsara. Says the Marafolda, below mida u below mishkal. Right, without a measure or a weight. Ella, kama adam nosi mikri zeh, o moluch afnaim zeh. Right, you go by the, inexact. Go by inexact. Unless, the Mishnah Rishona here says, unless it's something that's always sold by estimate. Right, v'imhu davar shedarko limacher achsara, nira demutter. Right, so now be good. He says, look at the end of the second parak of Demai. But that's usual. But usually things that are sold with exactness, so then you have to be exact with it. Es shadam if you do in nifta piechad. Any so if you don't know how much it's worth, so if it's known, then just one person. Estimate it by one. Vesh'ein dam avyidu niftal pishlosha. If you're not sure exactly how much it's worth, you need three people. Three people, the Marafolda says, even if one's a guy, even if one's the owner. Kigon, what's something that you're not sure about? Kigon, a yayin shekiseis, wine starts going bad. Uperish yirkivu, and fruit starts rotting. Umo shechliu, and also money that starts getting rusty. So in all those cases, we're not sure exactly, so you need three people. Good. Hamolach peiros meiser sheni v'chulu amar Rabbi Yona lo amru. So that would be medayik in the first line. If you take peiros meiser sheni, you can go by the present. Present. So amar Rabbi Yona lo amru el hamolach. This clear from the Mishnah. It's only b'di'eved that you're allowed to take the. If you know you're going to redeem it, you take the fruit somewhere else and then you redeem it. No, wherever the fruit grow, you should redeem it there. Habetchil aser lechadchil. You shouldn't take it anywhere, like we saw in the Rambam. Before, you shouldn't take it anywhere. Just leave it there. Uba peres ma'aser sheni, and this also is only if it's already ma'aser sheni. If you already mafresh it, then it's ma'aser sheni, then you shouldn't move it, you should redeem it. Aval be peres ain't tful on the ma'aser sheni, but if it's still tevel, then there are no limits. Afil l'chadchila mutter. If it's tevel, then even l'chadchila, it would be mutter to take them, because you don't see it as if it's ma'aser sheni yet. In the Erasilio, tekivan de lo havi ma'aser sheni be'enei, since it's not ma'aser sheni, lo kanu mekoman. It wasn't, it's not there yet. Right, like we saw before. It's not, you don't look at Matana Shah Lo Hermu, Kamisha Hermu, Lo Kamisha Hermu Damian. So similar to that. Okay, so, fine. So if it's Tevel, it's okay. Kada, similar. Where do we see that that's okay? Kada Rebbe, Havili Peirin Hacha. Rebbe once had Peiris here, was here, wherever he was. The Marafolda says it means Tveria. Rebbe was in Tveria. Uperin bekutnayin, and the fruit was, he had fruit in Tveria, and he had fruit in somewhere else. And in the other place, it was a more reasonable, it was cheaper. Vavikava ma'asru da hakataman. And he had tevel in both places, so he says, the ma'aser sheni for this fruit in Tveria should be over there. The ma'aser sheni should be in Kutainen. Umefarik lo mashara da taman. And then he redeemed it, and that was the ma'aser sheni, it was more reasonable. And he redeemed it with that amount. So if you could do, right, we're trying to prove from there that you could even bring the fruit there. Here, you didn't even have to bring the fruit there. It's even a bigger chiddush. But for sure, it's clear if you wanted to bring the fruit there, it would be okay. The Stipler says on this Gemara, it's pretty clear that you don't need min hamukaf for ma'aser sheni. Right, even if you need min hamukaf for truma, which, right, we've said often, din daraisa, din darabanan, but you don't need it for ma'aser sheni. Right, that's not here. It's different. Different cities, and you are separating based on just wherever it is. Good. There's a lot more, but let's continue a little bit here. Tani, the Brisa says, whether it went up or down in value, you could go by the lower rate. Somewhere it says, really? Nicha b'yokar v'huzlo. Fine, I understand by if it went down. If it went down, you go by the lower rate, because that's the rate right now. B'zol v'hukru. If it was worth less, now it's worth more. You have Meister Shani that is now worth more, right? You could go by the lower rate, right? Says the Marafolda, Kasha, Lama lo yifte b'shar shel achshav. You should go by now, the Kaimalan, as we learned in Erechin, Ein lehekta shel ashaito. How could you say you could go by the earlier, cheaper rate? So the Mara answers, Shan Yehi, Shu yachal laharim alav lepoch b'nachomish. The Mara says, no, really, as we're going to learn later on, you always have to add on when the Bailim, when the owner redeems, he has to add on 25%. Kol HaChomesh, 25%. But you could be marim. You could ask somebody else to be podeh for you, and then they don't have to add on the chomesh. Chomesh is only for the bialim. But you could ask somebody else to do it for you, and that could pater. So every time you give a chomesh, it's kind of like voluntary, because you could have gotten out of it. So the Gemara says the chomesh kind of covers the fact that it's worth more now, and you're going by the cheaper rate. The chomesh covers it, and therefore we can be mako. We can have that leniency. The chomesh offsets. It offsets the loss that's in between. Good. Maybe we'll start next time with there is another context where ein la hektish ela makom of a shaito comes up. The Ramban we've quoted in the past makes up a lashon of ein la mitzvah ela shaito. We'll have to see where that comes up in Masechta Shabbos, and then maybe we'll continue more where the. These sugyas in the fourth parak of Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here.